Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Today's episode is brought to you by Fox and Stallion. Fox and Stallion is a Victorian mystery comedy fiction podcast about the best detective team on Baker Street. No, not that one. Season 2 will be airing in 2024 and is currently crowdfunding through May 1st. They have stickers, personalized in-universe thank you letters with wax seal, calligraphy, and all of it, and even a tier where they solve a mystery that you send them. They do want me to note Fox and Stallion cannot guarantee the solving of any mysteries, but they will try their absolute hardest for 3 to 5 audio minutes. This show also has everything you could want. Jewel heists, asexual detectives, lavender marriages, and a really old cat. You can find and listen to Fox and Stallion anywhere you listen to podcasts or on their website, 224bbaker.com. That's 224bbaker.com. This episode of Our Fair City is sponsored by Backblaze Online Backup. It's a simple way to back up all your movies, photos, music, videos, and all other data for just $5 a month. It's simple, and you can access all your data online from wherever you are. Try it absolutely free by going to backblaze.com/CPC. Previously on Tales from Albuquerque.
It's just a thing people do. After a day of work, they go to a place and they drink.
I don't just know Dr. West. I know things about Dr. West.
Your experiments have a reputation for causing untold harm and mayhem. Perhaps you should share the details of your plan with us before we consider going ahead with it.
Dr. West, I think I'm falling to my death. All of us are, actually.
I see what happened. I incorrectly accounted for volume of atmosphere in the anti-gravity control mechanism. There's simply too much sky.
Mr. Van Hawkins, it is traditional to conclude an artistic performance with a display of positive reinforcement, such as clapping or enthusiastic tail wagging.
That ain't what happened.
Are you calling me a liar?
No. I'm saying that Jason guy was pulling your leg a bit.
Right, because those are entirely different things.
Look, it's a good story and all, but it's too, what's the word, plausible. If I've learned anything, it's that the truth is out there, and the truth is weird. You know what I think? I think there's more to that Albuquerque place than that creepy doc-led song. I mean, if it ever really existed in the first place, and if it did, which it probably didn't, it couldn't have been half as good as what we got. And if it ain't like what we got, a tower, tunnels, sparkling frozen wastes, heck, what would it be instead? A bunch of water? Founders, an underwater city. All crawling with freakishly intelligent half-human, half-fish monstrosities. Got arms and legs, fingers and toes are all webbed-like. I don't know! Wherever they are, I bet Doc was crazy enough to make friends with them.
Mer-people!
That's gotta be it!
Ah! Yes, yes, do come in. The wetlock is confirmed pressure neutral. Signal me once your helmets and tanks are on and I'll drain the chamber.
I bet he worked side by side with them too. Doing all that fancy geniusy stuff. Showing off. accommodating their freak needs.
Excellent.
Hello in there. Once the drain is finished, please remain still for a nice, cool, antibacterial spray down with a 10% bleach solution. And after that, the newly reconfigured gel concentrate. You're going to like this. It still absorbs all the nutrients you'd normally absorb through the water, but now it doubles as a topical hydration delivery system, so you won't dry so quickly during your visits.
Making nice, fostering a healthy co-working environment and whatnot, giving them secret science ideas. All the while, the mer people are learning everything about regular people, and who knows what they do with all that information. Crush us with their slick hands and under their cold, slimy feet!
Ah, Arena and Maria, welcome, welcome, welcome. How do you like the new water helmets? Your hydro-audio translation speaker.
Not bad. I can already tell the filtration is more efficient. And what's that I taste? Is it a hint of brine-aged salmon?
Alaskan.
There's no such thing.
Always the healthy skeptic, but I'm glad you like them regardless. Oh, Maria, how did it go with Isla?
She turned down the project.
What? After that gorgeous presentation at the Kelp Garden?
That's what I said.
Oh. Well, plenty of fish, as they say.
And then I guess something went wrong. It had to have, I reckon, the way he sounds when he talks about it.
Dr. West.
Herbert.
Herbert.
Aww.
The council asked us to stop by.
Mm-hmm, yes, and they can't possibly be unhappy with the ACWFRS. It's been working like a dream for months now.
It's not that they're unhappy with the Albuquerque City Water Filtration and Rerouting System. It's that, well,
they think maybe you shouldn't be the only one in charge of it.
Per se.
But I built it. I'm the best suited to maintain the system.
Yes, naturally. But the problem is...
You're not from here.
Maria!
What?
That's not what it is.
Oh, kiss my fin. You know it is. Look, Herbert. What Arena's trying to say is that the council doesn't want a non-Albuquerquean to have sole control of the ACWFRS.
But I've lived among you for all this time.
It's really not that. It is that the system controls are here in your lab. How would we get to them if anything happened to you, you know?
Nothing will happen to me, I assure you.
Oh, yes, of course, but the ACWFRS system permeates the entire city. It has duct intakes on every block right next to homes, schools, our rotified crops. Shouldn't our people at least get to have a little control over a system that has the potential to...
To what?
It's not that the council doesn't trust you. They're the ones who outfitted your lab.
Yes. For which, in exchange, I retrofitted miles of collapsing filtration pipes with an upgraded, hyper-efficient, rust-resistant system that reaches all the way to the other side of the mountain range and into what used to be that, I don't know what it was, a forest? I'm the one who discovered two natural springs up there, intact. I'm the one who tapped them to run fresh water straight to the city and pump the polluted water out to be recycled.
And we're grateful. Visibility is at an all-time high. Mer children are healthier and older mers are living longer.
Life in Albuquerque is undeniably better and cleaner thanks to the ACWFRS.
Just say aquifers. It's easier than spelling it out every time.
You shut up!
You shut up!
The point is, Doctor, the system needs tweaks. The city is an organism.
He knows what an organism is.
I do, actually.
My point is, the system has to follow the ebb and flow of the city. You can't just set the system and call it done.
There are temperature regulation sensors in all 692 input and output vents. I use them to program zone adjustments based on occupancy and time of day. They are operating perfectly.
Well then, how do you explain Zone 6 always being 5 degrees too warm?
You noticed! You see, I've been running a little experiment on the side to see if certain temperature and fluctuations could stimulate egg production.
Egg production?
By the surface!
Look here. The numbers 7 months ago showed a slight decline in birth rate. Nothing serious, but still, better science than sorry. So, I selected the zone with the highest density population of mature MERS.
You can't!
Oh, I've been. I'm using aquifers' clean water outputs to slowly raise the temperature, just in Zone 6, mind you, to induce a reproductive environment. Arena, just look at the results! A 13% increase in reproduction in Zone 6!
Sweet salt!
That's nothing. Zone 28's getting the best sleep of their lives, thanks to a mild time-release sedative I've been testing in the vents over there.
You've been experimenting on MERS? Breeding, drugging without telling anyone?
Well, when you put it that way...
Maria!
What in the depths do you think you're doing?
Helping?
Shut it down. Now.
It's not that simple.
Is there a dead MERS switch? There's gotta be. Arena?
If there is, it's not here at the control panel.
Find it. I'm telling the council all about this, you disgusting mouth breather. I don't know what they'll do to you, but you can kiss your lab goodbye.
I think I found it. It's a lever.
I wouldn't do that.
Do it.
That's really too bad. I was starting to like it here, too.
Good work. It's shutting down outside. Soon as we reprogram the regulators and inspect all the ducts, we'll have it back up and running. But you'll be nowhere near it. I'll make sure of that.
Oh, my dear. I doubt any of us will.
What do you mean?
Oh, put a flapper valve on it, Herbert! What's that?
The alarm.
For what?
It's turning back on! How is that possible?
It was never off. You didn't shut aquifers down. You reversed it.
What?
Turn it off, West.
I told you it's not that simple. But don't worry. The polluted water has a backwash prevention valve. It cannot be pumped back in.
Then how is aquifers reversing?
It's just draining the clean water.
Draining? It's draining the city!
Arena! Arena. Look at me. Look at me. Get back outside. I'll open the lock for you. Get to the council. I'll take care of this. Go! I don't know what other sick, twisted ideas you had about helping us, Herbert. And I don't care. All I want to know is how I stop it.
Oh, you can't. Excuse me.
Herbert, come on. Scientist, where's the dead switch?
There isn't one, Maria.
There has to be. Put that back down. No good scientist would...
If you aren't constantly in danger of obliterating everything you know, then you're not really doing science.
Herbert, the city is draining.
I know. I just hate starting over, don't you?
Wait! Where are you going?
The surface. I'm sure you have this under control. After all, you wouldn't want me in charge of the system, remember? Toodaloo!
You can't leave! Herbert, get back here! West! West!
All them cold-blooded fish people flopping around, no more water, and no more chance of falling under their spell of who knows what? Mind control? World domination? I reckon that creepy doc ain't so bad, boy. I reckon he ain't.
No! He is so bad! He is absolutely so bad!
Tales from Albuquerque will continue. This episode was written by Gwyn Fulcher, with sound design by Anna Rodriguez, and featuring Ryan Sheely, Clayton Fates, Abby Dowd, Mark Soloff, and Kat Evans.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
In the year 1889, there was nowhere in the world more exciting than London, England.
Three cheers for Inspector Lestrade and the bad boys of Baker Street themselves, Sherlock Holmes and Dr. John Watson!
Solved by Sherlock Bloody Holmes of 221B Baker Street.
Well, with any luck, we'll get a new brutal murder any day now.
God, I wish.
It's truly shocking you haven't solved anything in 5 years.
The boys are both out of town for some case about a dog in Dartmoor this weekend. Sincerely, Martha Hudson.
London's number two detective team just became number one.
Fox and Stallion. Find us on Twitter, Instagram, and Tumblr at 224bbaker or on our website, 224bbaker.com.
It's like they say, big breaks are 90% luck.
What's the other 10%?
Luck.